USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's seeing clear signs that his administration's coronavirus strategy is saving countless lives.
But in the midst of all this grief and this pain, we're seeing these signs, and we're seeing them very strongly. And a lot of that has to do with the aggressive strategy in saving so many lives. We're saving so many lives compared to what it could have been.
President Trump hosting his daily coronavirus briefing, having it a little bit early on this Good Friday. The president says they've adapted an aggressive policy. Listen up if you're waiting for that coronavirus stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS are launching a web tool to help people who don't usually file tax returns to receive that stimulus check. The site is designed for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. The web tool is located on the IRS's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.